This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Yud Gimel Omer Aleph, two lines before the Gemara spreads. Omer Le'Abaya. First, what went before. Question is, how do we paskin the halacha? Like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that chometz and the shor chamishis is already also to eat on this muta b'hanoya, or do we pass it like Rabbi Shimon that this chometz and the shor chamishis is also muta to eat? That's a question. The following Yud or Rabbi Shimon? She brought a story of a man who had deposited a sack of chometz with somebody. Let's say A deposited a sack of chometz with B, and B came before Rebbe Erev Pesach and said what to do. So Rebbe said, wait. Finally, in the fifth hour, Rebbe said, sell it. Now, he said, sell it. Probably meant sell it to a goy. We'll soon see why it means that. And the Rebbe said, sell it. Probably meant sell it to a goy. So we see in the fifth hour, it's not muta to eat. It's only muta behanoi. That's why you can sell it to a goy, but not to a Yisrael. Again, when the Rebbe said, sell it in the fifth hour, Erev Pesach, so he meant sell it to a goy. The idea is like this. If Rebbe meant that it's mutter for Jews to eat it, why should have to sell it? Let the one B who's holding it buy it himself and eat it. He has to eat. So let him buy it and eat it up and leave the money for A. But since Rebbe said sell it, it means you can't eat it. You have to sell it to a goy. So we see chometz in the fifth hour is not mutter to eat. Only muta b'hanoi. That's the proof he brought. First, I'll cover. But good, it's all now. Once more, the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So, since Rebbe said sell it in the fifth hour, so does it mean sell it to a goy? So we see in the fifth hour, it's like Rabbi Yehuda that is also for Yisrael to eat it. So Rabbi Yisrael said no. He said sell it to a, he means sell it to a Yisrael. Sell it to a Yisrael. That's where we're starting. Two lines before the Gemara spreads. Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. Omar le'Abaye ila Yisrael nishkele le'nafshe. Let this man B who's holding it take it for himself and pay for it. Why sell it for goy? Let he buy it himself. If Rebbe said sell it and not for yourself, it means because it's also for Israel to eat. So it means sell it to a goy. And if Rama, no. I could say it means sell it to Israel. Why not sell it to yourself? Because of suspicion, people will think you're giving yourself a very good price. You're buying it for less than its value. That's why for yourself you shouldn't sell it. So Rav Yosef is still insisting that the Rebbe, when he said sell it, means sell it to Yisrael. Like Rabbi Meir holds in the fifth hour, it's still muta for Yisrael to eat. The Tanya, Gaboi, Tzedokah, Shein Lemaniyim Lechalek, they don't have poor people to whom to distribute the money. Peltin Lacherim, they change the money to other people. I mean, they change the pennies to big money for other people. They don't change it for themselves, but they themselves might give themselves a choice of the better coins. Or they'll give themselves, let's say, the value of the coins, less than the coins are worth, because in those days, coins were measured by their weight. So you might take away the good coins and leave the bad coins, the rubbed out coins. So therefore, you should have somebody else come and exchange it. Gaboy, Tom, for those who collect food to give for the poor, Shein Lohem Aniyim Lechalkon, they don't have poor people to whom to distribute the food, so they have to get rid of it in some way, it'll rot. They shouldn't sell it to themselves. Mishum Shenema, because it says you should be careful not to be under suspicion. Maybe people will say you're selling it to yourself at a bargain price. You have to be innocent not only from Hashem, which means actually innocent, but you have to be innocent also in the eyes of Yisrael. Even though you're innocent, but they think you're not innocent, also it's not good. You have to be innocent in such a way that it looks innocent even to Yisrael. So that's why when he told them to sell the chametz, even though he meant to sell it to a Yisrael, but he holds in the fifth hour like a mere silmuta bahanoe, silmuta bahile, because he sold it to himself, but he didn't buy it himself because of Shavda, say that. Not like you said that Rebbe meant to sell it to Yisrael, because in the fifth hour it's like Rameh said it's still mutar be'achila. No. Beferish Amad on you once told us openly, say umechle nochim, Rabbi Yehuda. You yourself have said that. Only Rabbi Yehuda had been ill, so some things he forgot, and the people reminded him. This is one of the things. So Rabbi Yehuda himself had once learned pshat, it meant sell it to nochim, because Rebbe holds in the fifth hour, it's also to Israel to eat, like Rabbi Yehuda said. The following is a different subject, not a continuation of the subject. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, keman ozlo hoshmato de Rebbe, according to whom goes this statement by Rebbe, who waited until the very last minute to sell it, waited until the fifth hour to sell it, kedav anashim en gamaliyah. But according to the Chachamim, they wouldn't let you sell it. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Amav kid peyres esel chaveirei, afil eina, even though they're deteriorating, the peyres are going lost, lo yigab, and you shouldn't touch them. You shouldn't touch them means, even they're going to be ruined, you shouldn't sell them. Rabban Hashem ben Gamaliel, amurichron bebezin, you can sell it with a committee of three people at Bezin, will supervise that you sell for the right price. If they have shavas avida, because you have to return the owner his money that's going lost. If you wait longer, he'll lose all of his money. So he sees that Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel permits you to sell it if it'll go lost. So here also, when the Rebbe gave permission to sell it in the fifth hour, was according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. But according to the Chachamim, he wouldn't be able to sell it. Abaye said no. Everybody agrees here in the fifth hour Erev Pesach you can sell it. But Rav Yitma Allah didn't we learn on that mission in Bava Messiah, when did we learn that the Chachamim said you couldn't sell it, even though it's deteriorating, if it's according to the usual rate of a deterioration, so there's no emergency. That's why they say you shouldn't sell. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, even then you can sell it. But the Chachamim say you cannot sell it because it's not deteriorating that fast. It's deteriorating more than the usual rate of deterioration. Even the Chachamim agree you should sell it. And now, the fifth hour of Pesach, what's a bigger deterioration than that? The next hour, you couldn't sell it at all, it'll be also Bahanoia. Because you can hold, surely here they agree that you can sell the seed of the gum. It'll be ruined entirely if you don't sell it. So therefore, when Rebbe said in the fifth hour sell it, it was according to Divrei HaKoel. Say that. So I don't know Rabbi Yehuda. It's a shtei chalas shel toido. There are two loaves of lachmei toido that the erev Pesach they put on the Har HaBayis in a certain conspicuous place to let people know up to when they can eat chametz. And when they removed one of them and only one remained, so people knew that was already usher to eat, but it's still mutar b'hanoyah. When they removed the other one also, then people knew it was also usher b'hanoyah. So Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a proof from this practice that they were noig, that there was a time when it was also to eat, and mutar b'hanoyah, that's the fifth hour. Not like Rabbi Meir who says, in the fifth hour, it's both things. It's mutar to eat also. Tani, I learned, kamei de Rabbi Yehuda, and he's saying the b'raisa, that the two loaves were al gav the istabo on the bench. There was a bench, a long bench in the Har Habayis, and on that bench. Now the bench was under a roof, like a pavilion. So they put the two loaves on the bench. Omalese said, on the bench? People couldn't see it, because it's underneath the roof. Did he want to hide the loaves? The purpose was to show the loaves openly so people should look from a distance and see the signal to know when it's also to eat chametz. But he's putting it on the bench, it's under the roof of the pavilion. People couldn't see it. Tini learn not al gav on the bench, al gag oitzav on the roof over the bench. There's a roof over the bench. On that roof, you put the two loaves, it's conspicuous from a distance. There's a difference between gav and gag. Al gav means on top of the bench, and gag means the roof over the bench. And Omer Chove Omer Abihude, Har Habayis, Stio Kofel, it was a double colonnade. It means there was a pavilion, standing, a roof standing on pillars that went around the Har Habayis. Under that, there was a bench that also went around for people to sit. Tanya Nam Yechav learned also so, Har Habayis, Stio Kofel, it was a double Stio. The word Stio in Greek means porch. Stoics means philosophers that sat on porches. Stoics. So it was a porch. But it was a big bench, a long bench all around, and over the bench was a roof. Well, it was a double roof, a double colonnade. What does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Istevonis, it was called Istevonis, which means a double stove, Stiolifnimisto. So it was a column, a colonnade, a row of columns all around in a circle with a roof on top, and inside of that, another row of columns with a roof on top, and a bench underneath. And so when they put the two chalas, not on the bench they put it, but on the roof over the bench, say that. Is a row of columns. Like a row of columns. Went all the way around. And on top was a roof all the way around. On the columns was a roof. All around the Har Habayis. There were columns standing up. And on the columns there was a roof all the way around. Well, inside that was another row of columns with a roof on it. And people had benches underneath where they could sit. So not that they put the two halas on the benches, then you wouldn't see them. Two halas were on the roofs, on top of the columns. Baita, psulis. And the two loaves were of lachmei teida psulis. Now lachmei teida are bread that you bring together with a korban teida. You have to bring 40 loaves of bread with a korban teida. And these two were puzzled. We'll soon see more about that. So therefore they could afford to let them go to waste. They're remaining there on top until they were chametz. Lachmei teida are chametz. And they could remain there until they became also behanoia, because they were puzzled anyhow, so he didn't care they became also behanoia. Had they been kosher lachmei teida, you couldn't let them remain until they're puzzled. You should eat them up in time. You can't let kosher go puzzled. But since they're puzzled anyhow, they were able to put it on the roof and let it remain until the time came and it became also behind it. Why were they puzzled? How did they become puzzled? How should it happen? It means every year they had puzzled lachmei teida ready. The kahanim were usually careful. So how could it happen? Every year, every Pesach, they had available puzzled lachmei teida. For a signal to show people when chametz begins, Isha chametz begins. Omar Rabbi Hanine, Metech Shehoyim Rubes. Since they had many korbanos of Toido, we'll soon see why. Many korbanos of Toido. So they didn't have a chance to eat all the lachmei teida, they didn't have a chance to be eaten up. But there were so many. They sold this Berlina. It became possible Berlina. Now I'll explain what it means. But first, what does lina mean? Lina means when a korban is supposed to be eaten by a certain time and it remains past that time, it becomes puzzled. Now a korban toido, although it's koshim kalim, but in koshim kalim usually you can eat 2 days, but a korban toido can eat only 1 day and the night following, that's all. Now, just like the korban tzedek is eaten only one day and the following night, the lachmei tzedek that you bring together with the korban tzedek can also be eaten only that day and the night following. If it remained over till the next morning, it's posel belina. Now, since there are so many lachmei tzedek on the 13th of Nisan, why? We'll soon see. So therefore, on the 14th of Nisan, it happened always there was some lachmei tzedek left over for a posel belina. Since there are posel belina already, you couldn't do anything with it anyhow, so they put it on the roof of the estabel in order to demonstrate to people when this Malach Hilas Chametz is. Now, the Tanya on the Brais. Eimer v'en toido b'chag amas. On Pesach, he can't even get korban toido. V'bnei chametz shebol. For the bread, the lachmei toido is chametz. Chayeg d'gemor, you have to tell me that. Pshit is superfluous to say that. Somebody can't bring a lachmei toido in Pesach. You can't have any chametz on Pesach. So why tell me that? Omar Abad Debar, it means, oh, it means not on Pesach. But your dollar asking, we're talking about Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach in the morning, you cannot bring your korban tzedek, although then you can still eat chametz. Why can't you bring it in the morning? Because it holds a mevim kodshim lebeis ha-pesul. You cannot bring kodshim into a situation where it will become puzzle. Now, if you bring lachmei tzedek, the 14th thing in the morning, there's a possibility you won't eat it up in time. And if you wait till the middle of the day, it becomes osur midaraisa to eat chametz. So it'll become posel. Therefore, they made a takana, don't bring any korban tzedek on the 14th at all, in order to make sure that the lachmei tzedek don't become posel. So again, even though in the morning it's permissible to eat chametz, and you could have brought the lachmei tzedek, so they didn't permit it because you shouldn't bring kodshim in such a manner that it might become possible. Now, therefore, since you couldn't bring your korban tzedek on the 14th, but people who had to bring korban tzedek want to bring their korbanos, so they cool the alma, everybody, they brought all their korban tzedek on the 13th. And there was a rush on the 13th. Anybody that had korban tzedek brought it there? So they were oversupplied with korban tzedek. Because there are so many korbanos tzedek, there was an opportunity to eat up the lachmei tzedek, and always it happened if soul is believed, it became possible. You know? Explain that. Since you have to eat it up on the day when you brought the korban, so you brought the korban on the 13th, so the 13th and the night following the 13th, that's all the time you have to eat. In the morning already, it's beyond the time it's possible. You know? So the 14th in the morning, they always had posel lachmei tzedek. Except here. When somebody is magdish a behemah for a korban, he cannot postpone. First of all, mitzvahs are say to bring it the first yontif, and if he weighs three shoulders of gold, every balti acha. And it's a way of people to postpone. First of all, people can't come always to Yerushalayim, but Pesach, they come to Yerushalayim anyhow. Everybody came to the korban Pesach. So they brought along a korban tzedek. And they couldn't do it Pesach, they were able to bal te'acha. They had a rush. So any day that you'll say that is a cutoff time will be a rush always. That's human nature. Wait till the last minute. You can't help it. People are busy with their fields, and they have to come for a Pesach. They won't come a month earlier. So they come as close as they can to Pesach. And they brought their korbanos, so it was a rush. On the Erev Pesach, they didn't permit. That's one lashon. Meshum Rabbi Yana Yomu, Sheiros Hoya. They weren't puzzled. Elo Amai Kol Psulas. Why does he call it Psulas? Shelo Nishchet Aleihem Azera. They didn't shecht the korban tzedek. Now, without shechting the korban tzedek, the lechem has only kedushas peh. Now, let me explain that. There are two kinds of kedusha that come on the lechem. First, when you make lechem, and on the tzedek itself too. When you say, this is a korban tzedek, this behemah, and this bread is lachmei tzedek, it's only kedushas peh. And you have a right to redeem it. You can redeem it. Doesn't have any kedushas aguf. Once you shech the korban acquires a kedushas aguf, can't redeem it. And the lechem becomes kodesh, because of the shechitas azeva. So the lechem also acquires a kedushas aguf. and you can't redeem it anymore. But here, the zevah went lost, the Gemara says. Why don't you shef the zevah? So why do you say that they were kosher, only you couldn't use them because they didn't shef the zevah? Let them shef the zevah and make the lechem fit to eat now, and she eat them up before Pesach. Why wait until they become chametz? And for more, she over the zevah. It was a rush. Everybody brought their korbanos tayor, a lot of behemoths around. Some got lost. One got lost. Since it got lost, so his lechem now has no weight, no way of becoming fit to eat. Without shechting the zevah, the lechem doesn't become fit to eat. Let me another korban, another behemoth shech, to be matir the lechem. And for the moment, he can't do that. The Omar, because he had said, Zu toidu zu lachmo. And sign the lechem for this toidu. Once you sign the lechem for the toidu, you cannot transfer the lechem to another behemoth. And since the original one went lost, the lechem now is useless. Can't do anything with it. The Omar Rabbi, oh, but the lechem goes lost. Maybe a lechem achim. You can bring another lechem. As long as the zevach is still here. But all the toidah, the common toidah, the behemoth itself went lost. And maybe toidah achel can't bring another toidah to be mounted to the lechem. To bring another toidah, you have to bring another toidah with other lechem. But then bring another toidah to be mounted to the lechem. You can't do that. My time, lechem glal toidah. Lechem comes because of the toidah. But in toidah glal lechem. Toidah not because of the lechem. So therefore, when the lechem goes lost, you bring other lechem for this toidah. If the toidah went lost, you can't bring another toidah and make use of the same lechem. So since the toidah is lost, so you didn't shecht it, and the lechem only has kedushas peh, not kedushas agud, only kedushas domim, kedushas peh, nifakinu, you can redeem the lechem. Why hold it? Until it becomes possible because of chametz, why don't you redeem it? And it should become chulin. And with the money, you could later buy a korban toidah with new lechem. Bring up king of the chulin. Let's bring it out of the chulin. So this pshat now is rejected. Something is wrong with the pshat. If you say the lechem is possible because you didn't shech the korban toidah, but it went lost, but since you didn't shech the korban toidah, so the lechem never became kodesh gushas agud. So you can redeem the lechem. So why hold it until it comes possible and comes from it? That's a kasha, say that. Now we have to keep in mind that the lechem was put on the roof of the istabo on the 14th. Still, it was not possible belina. That's what he's saying, shesha. It was not possible belina. Why not possible belina? If you brought, on the 13th day of Nisan, you had the lechem, and you had a zevah, and the zevah went lost. Now, since the lechem is kaddish, why didn't it become posel on the 14th in the morning? Answer is, when it's only kedushas peh, it doesn't become posel belina. If you shech the zevah, and the lechem becomes kaddish kedushas aguf, then it becomes posel belina on the 14th in the morning. But since you didn't shech the zevah, so the lechem is only gdushas peh, not gdushas aguf. That's why it's not possible belina. So it's perfectly kosher lechem. Only you can't eat it. But you have no korban toidah to shech to be matir the lechem. So the more has to cash it. Why do you let the good lechem go lost? Wait until the time of Isur Chametz. Why don't you redeem it? You can't eat it because you didn't shech the zevah. But it's not possible belina. The fact you didn't shech the zevah means it only has kedushas peh. It didn't become possible even. So why can't you redeem it? And with the money, someday you'll buy a new korban pesach, a new lechem. Why wait until this lechem becomes chametz also b'hamoed? That's a kashi more edit. Talk about it once more. So the kashi is, why should they keep the lechem there until the zman isa chametz and comes also b'hamoed? You can redeem it. And becomes chula. And you can eat it right away without anything before there's money or money. And the money you can use to buy another korban toidah some other time. Elimar says, Leilam Shenisha, Elimar says. You must say the zevach was yeshach. And therefore, this lechem became Kodesh Gdushas Aguf on the 13th. So the 14th in the morning, it became Posel Belvina. That's why you can't redeem it anymore. So why don't you eat it? If you share the common toilet, the lechem becomes mutter to eat. Because when Ishbech Hadam, the blood of the common toilet was poured out, there's such a rush on the 13th to bring the common toilet, and all the Kehanim were holding the basins of blood to bring to the Mizbeach, but this one spilled out. So now, it's in between. The Shechitas HaZeva accomplished that the lechem became Kodesh Gdushas Aguf, and they have his puzzle belida the next morning. But you didn't make Zrikas Adam to be matzah the lechem to eat. And in order to make the lechem fit to eat, you had to be Zerik the Dam. So therefore the lechem was puzzle. Wasn't kosher, it was puzzle. And therefore they couldn't do anything with it. And so they kept it until Zaman, Isa Chomets, because usher to eat anyhow. Say that. Could be after you retract what I said. Could be not puzzle belina. You couldn't eat it, that's all. You couldn't eat it. So you can still hold sheiros hoya. It was kasha. It didn't become puzzle belina because you didn't make the zlikas hadam to make it fully fit to eat. And there should be a puzzle belina. So therefore, once you shech the zeba, then you cannot redeem the lechem anymore. Lechem is stuck. It's kodesh vishlagu. But it's not possible because you're not mutter to eat yet. So no isa of lina. However, since you can't eat it, it's kshayres, but you can't eat it. You have nothing to do with it. You can't redeem it. Come on, like whom are you saying, Kerebi? Go, Marebi Shneidvore, Mamatia. Two processes, two things are needed to be matia. For instance, here, for the lechem, you need shchites azeva, and Zrikas Adam to be matzah alecha. Malin ze below zeh. Any one of them can accomplish a isa of kedusha on the object. Shchit alone, even without the zrika, can accomplish kedusha, and therefore you cannot redeem it. Malin means it brings it up to a higher madrega of kedusha. Of course, kedusha is pair, and you're able to redeem it. But with the Shchitas HaZeva, you can't redeem it anymore. Even though it's still lacking, the Zrikas Adam. So there are two things that are matzah. For instance here, the Shchita and the Zrika are matzah, the lechem to eat. If you made only one, that's the Shchita alone. It's malin, it elevates the lechem to Kedushas HaGuf and can't redeem it anymore. But you can't eat it because you didn't have the other one. The Tanya Yolanda Baraisa, Kav Sayat Seth. On Shua Shabri, I call them Sibra, two kvasim shlamim. And you bring also two lechem. And that's Shuish, two kvasim and two lechem. And you make kachim esal lechem, ela bishchita. When you shecht it, the lechem becomes kodesh. If you don't shecht it, you can still redeem the lechem. But once you shecht the kvasim, the lechem is kodesh. And you cannot redeem the lechem. Ketzar? Shchotan lishma. If you shecht it, the two kvasim, lishma, for the purpose of Kavse Atzeretz, v'zor agdomam lishma, kiddush alechem. The lechem is fully kaddished, and the lechem can be eaten. Shchotan sheloi lishma, v'zor agdomam sheloi lishma, both things were done incorrectly, v'kaddush alechem. Lechem not kaddished, because it's sheloi lishma, they're not the kaddish lechem. So he did both lishma, it's a purpose to tell us. Just a preface to the following dinner. It's a purpose to say, certainly, if he did both properly, lechem is kodesh. If he did both improperly, lechem is not kodesh. But suppose shochtan lishma, v'zor agdom eshalei lishma, the shchita was done lishma, properly. But if this lechem was done eshalei lishma, lechem is kodesh, ain't a kodesh yorebi. It's in between. It's kodesh, you can't redeem it anymore, because it has the kedushas aguf, but it's not kodesh to be able to be eaten. See, here also, by lach meritoidah, if he shechts the korban teda, but the dam was spilled out, not on the mizbeah, on the floor, so it's kodesh enough that you can't redeem it, but it's not kodesh enough to be able to eat it. And that's why it was left over for the next morning, and the next morning, since you couldn't do anything with it, they kept it until this Mount Isha Chomets. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Loilam, ain't a kodesh, I'll have it. Asher Yishat Lishman, he's a Gam Lishman. So it's not according to Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon. He holds that it's not Kodesh even Kushas Aguf, unless you make the Shrita and the Zrika. And if you didn't make both, the Shrita plus the Zrika, you can still redeem the Lechem. So this story that Rabbi Yana is telling us is not according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, only according to Rebbe, who holds that the Shrita alone makes it Kodesh Gishas Aguf. That's why on the next day it would remain over because you couldn't eat it. That's why you're allowed to keep it until Zman Chumis, Isa Chumis. But according to Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, you could redeem it. You didn't have to keep it until it became a Chumis, you redeemed it because it's not Kodesh Gishas Aguf, unless you make both Shrita and Zrika. Say that. So according to Rebbe, the Shrita alone is enough to be Mekadesh the Lechem, so the Lechem cannot be redeemed. But it's not enough to permit the Lechem to be eaten without the Zrikas Adam. And Adam spilled on the floor, so there's no way of making the Lechem permissible to eat. Now the Lechem did not become possible either tomorrow morning at the 14th, but only what's fit to eat is possible. Wasn't necessary fit to eat, not tzulina. So it wasn't possible. Sheiras hayu. And you couldn't do anything with it. You couldn't eat it because the carbon toido wasn't there anymore. It lost its blood. You couldn't be zerg adam to be matted eat a lechem. And therefore, the lechem remained until it became time of Isra Chumash. They burned it with Isra Chumash. But it's all according to Rebbe. But according to Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he says you need two things. The Shechita plus the Zrikas Adam to elevate the Lechem to Kedushas Aguf, so the Lechem is still redeemable if you made Shechita alone without Zrikas Adam. So the last point, talk over why it can't be according to the blood of the Shem. And to the Gemara, I feel the time, you can even say some of the blood of the Shem. I can say, oh, am I asking here, what are we dealing with? Not that the blood was spilled from the neck of the behemoth onto the floor. No. Kigon shenis kabal adam bekus. The dam was received in the kus. Then nishpech and was poured out from the kus on the floor and got lost. Now the truth is, if you're able to sop up the blood and put it back again, it's kushet. But before Yontif, when everybody's bringing their kalbonis, the floor is bloody with kalbonis. So this blood poured on the floor, it's already puzzled, mixed with other blood. So there's no way of picking up the blood and putting it back in the keli. Again now, once you mekabel dam in the keli, even though it poured on the floor, you can put it back into the keli, and it's kosher v'zrika. If it's poured from the neck of the behem onto the floor, so it didn't have kabbalah sadam in the keli, it won't help to take the dam up again. It's possible, because the dam has to come from the neck of the behem into the keli. But once you made kabbalah sadam properly into a keli, and it's poured on the floor, you can take the dam back into the keli. But near to Pesach, there are many kalbonis, so the floor is bloody with the blood of the kalbonis, with shita. So therefore, the dam that fell on the floor is irretrievable. It's lost. Now, however, since the dam was in the keli already, that's already a redeemable feature. It's a good feature according to the laws of Rosh Hashim too. How is that? The laws of Rosh Hashim saw the law Kabbalah holds like his father Dharma, Kolo Eibed Lizlik, his Zorik Dharma. Once the blood is in the keli and it's ready to be Zorik, it's kosher blood in the keli, it's like Zorik already in a certain sense. And therefore, it's Mekadish the Lechem, that the Lechem cannot be redeemed anymore. However, it can't be eaten because it's lacking actual zrika. I get that point again. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon hold like his father, Rabbi Shimon says, "Kol Eimed Lizrik is Zorigdom." So the dam that's in the keli is Eimed Lizrik. It's like Zoruk in the sense that it's enough of a zrika to make the bread kodesh, that the bread cannot be redeemed. But it's not enough zrika to be matter the bread to eat. But there you require zrika mamish. Say up to here.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info at kolavigda.com. GDOR. Thank you.